Thank you. You may be seated. Yeah, I have to say that as we got prepared for this season of Advent and we put the nativity up in the back and wrapped the burlap around the frame there and propped it up with the cross, because the cross just actually seemed to fit in that space and hold it up. And then this morning, Nancy Sutherland, who's helping put on the pageant today, says, you know, the irony's not lost on me that we're using the same thing that we used for the tomb at Easter time for the manger, for the birth of Christ. All this does not fall on deaf ears. As we prepare our hearts to for this Christmas season, we're constantly reminded of the cross and of the death of Christ for each of us. Now, this Sunday brings an end to our preparation through the telling of what's going to happen by the angel to Mary there. Now, imagine the angst we would normally feel if, say, our unwed teenage daughter came home pregnant and said it was God's child. It's not something we normally hear, is it? Now, I'm a daddy with two girls, so I'm constantly terrified of this. But this was exactly the message that was being heard around the world at that time, so much so that we know that King Herod knew this baby would be a threat to his throne. But we'll get to hear about that in a couple weeks at Epiphany. But the angel tells Mary that the Son of God is going to be born to her, that God is coming to us, to creation, here and now today. No longer is God going to be that distant Lord whose presence we couldn't imagine or see or touch or hear. No longer is God's relationship with each and every single one of us, no longer is it going to be impersonal. No longer is God only going to be accessible in the temple and only by a select few that are deemed worthy. No longer are the old ways, the ways things have always been done, going to be the way that God does things anymore. This is new. This is radical. The fact that God would come to us just as we are, born as a small little child who would grow up just like we do, that is not normal. But that is what makes God our King and our Sovereign. And in this fact, Mary rejoices. Her act of consent to God's plan to become flesh, fully one of us, unleashes not just praise in general, but praise for all the coming birth will begin to unleash in this world. The proud scattered, mighty deposed, the humble enthroned, the hungry are fed, the rich leave with nothing. No longer are the old ways, the ways things have always been done, going to be the way that God does things anymore. This is going to cause a whole lot of conflict, isn't it? It's going to shake people to their core, isn't it? This is going to be the next best thing to slice bread, though, right? Along with Mary, we should and are supposed to have praise for all that the coming birth is going to begin to unleash, with the proud scattered, mighty deposed, the humble enthroned, the hungry fed, and the rich left empty. But to break this down, I want to talk about one of those beatitudes that comes from the gospel. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. A lot of times this is misunderstood, because when you hear meek, what pops into your mind? Weak. Shy. Well, the meek are people who are humble, who are level-headed, who are content with their faith. The meek are those whose hearts are right with God. I'm going to say that again. The meek are those whose hearts are right with God. The meek are not self-centered and think they can do it all on their own because it's their way or you can get out. The meek don't think they are in power over one another, or better to say that they are better than someone else. The meek don't throw temper tantrums when they don't get their $5 billion. The meek will be lifted up by God because... don't applaud that, because we got to stand together. If you heard last Sunday's sermon, that we're not going to get anywhere if we're not working together. We're not to be self-centered because we don't build bigger barns to house our wealth and hide it away. But instead, we put all that God has given us to work. So we are here together. And if we believe our hearts are right with God, if we're content with our faith and we believe that we glorify God with all that we are, all that we do, if we live our lives according to Christ's example, then we are the meek because our hearts are right with God. And we will be able to call out those who continue to lift up injustice in the world, because we know with deep conviction that God stands with all, not just with a select few. God welcomes the stranger in our midst. God feeds those who are hungry, who have gathered around. God sets at liberty those who are oppressed. This is the message of Christ and of us as Christians. Because Christ has come to be with us, to bear our iniquities, to bear our shortcomings, and to bear our sins on the cross. Because our Lord is everything that we need and everything that we desire. Because our Lord completes us, makes us whole, and makes us holy. But our hearts and our minds have to be ready to accept this message. Ready to accept the message that the birth of Christ is going to shake things up. Because a lot of times we need some prodding and stirring to get us going. Now, I had this written before last night, before the tsunami out in Indonesia. Especially after watching the video this morning of the concert that was happening on the beachfront when the water hit. To see the shock and fear that happened with that. So when I say this example, know that sometimes shaking is bad. But who likes orange juice? Not a trick question. Tropicana, lots of pulp. Who likes it? Oh yeah. Do you pull it out of the fridge and just pour it without shaking it? No, otherwise you get whatever in the world floats on top there. You don't get the full effect of that orange juice. Sometimes to be our best, we have to be shaken to our core so we can live up to Christ's example. So let's be prepared this Christmas season to be shook up next year, to shake the walls of this sanctuary and not worry about if things get moved around, because God is here with us, not in some far distant land watching passively. God is here with each and every single one of us, not just a select few, and God's calling us to change. Just as the Lord called the world to change through the birth of the Son. Our Lord is everything we need. Our Lord is everything we desire. Our Lord completes us and makes us whole. Let's keep that message central as we go forward into the new year and into the Christmas season. Amen? Amen. Thanks be to God.